Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carolyn Wilson, who's the County Youth Coordinator over there in Guthrie County. Good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Carolyn, it's time for camps, for day camps, whether those are, sometimes families do that, but we're talking about those that are being sponsored by Extension. So I understand you have one starting tomorrow. You might still have a few openings in.
Yes, we have a gardening workshop called Let's Dig It for 4th through 6th graders, and tomorrow morning we're going to be learning just about choosing a garden spot and choosing seeds, and we're also going to be doing learning about container gardening, and so we're actually going to plant some flowers in our shoes.
In our shoes?
Old shoes, that is.
Yeah, those, I have seen those sometimes. I think they're really cute, and that's kind of recycling, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you're helping out the environment in several different ways. And, Carol, container gardening, I think, is just the thing to do for a lot of folks who don't want to plow up their whole yard, and they can start small.
That's right. And we're going to look at different kinds of container gardening. So it was exciting to see how many different items people have used. We found pictures on the Internet, and we're going to have a PowerPoint about that tomorrow. And then our participants are going to be choosing their own container, and so next week we're going to go to Panorama Gardens and pick out our own plants and fill our containers, and it's just going to be a really fun time. That's going to be on Monday, and then on Friday of next week, the same camp continues with a visit to New Homestead Nursing Center, where we're going to do some container gardening with the residents there.
Fun. So I was going to ask you where it is, but obviously it's a couple places, but where do they need to meet tomorrow?
We need to be at the Guthrie County Extension Office, which is at 212 State Street here in Guthrie Center, and we meet from 9:45 to 11:45 each of these days.
Okay, just 2 hours and a lot of fun. Is there a cost for this?
If you are not a 4-H member, there's a $5 cost plus the cost of your plants when you go to the greenhouse.
Okay, and if you are a 4-H member?
There is no cost.
Wow, what a deal. So whether you're a 4-H member or not, and again, the ages for this particular Dig It?
Those who have just completed 4th through 6th grade.
Okay, but I know that's just one of the things you have going on this summer in terms of camp. So let's talk about some of those others, and folks, listen up for these opportunities.
Yes, we have an in-the-air summer day camp, which we are going to be doing in 4 communities around Guthrie County. This is one where we're going to discover and learn new things about weather, airplanes, bubbles. And then we're going to have games, crafts, and snacks, of course, to complete our adventure. And these are going to be June 7 through 9 at the Stewart City Park, June 14 through 16 at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds, June 21 through 23 at the Michael Mills Memorial Park, and June 28 through 30 at the Casey City Park. All of these are from 9 to 11:30 a.m., and we do have a backup spot in each of these cities in case of rain.
And are any of those full up, or you still have openings?
We can accept them in all of these at this point. Some of them are getting close to being filled, but we'll still accept registrations.
And what about ages?
This is for kindergarten through third grade, and that is those who have completed that grade.
When you talked about the topic, weather, airplanes, I'm going, this must be teenagers.
No. And some of the fun activities we're going to do, we're going to make a rainstorm. We're going to be making bubbles, mixing our own stuff, and have great
big
homemade
bubbles, right?
Bakers, yes. And we're going to make paper airplanes, and we're going to also launch pop bottles as rockets. So we're going to be doing lots of cool things.
Yeah, sounds like it. And again, the age for that is?
Kindergarten through third grade.
Okay. And where is all that being? Well, you gave all these various locations, but I guess I should ask, how do they need to get enrolled in any of these camps we've been talking about?
You can check the Guthrie County Extension website or call our office at 641-747-2276, and we can give you the information you need. In fact, you can just register over the phone.
Okay. Easy to do, and the right price, and what a variety of topics that you're offering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and a variety of ages. So is that it for the day camps?
Well, actually, we do have a clothing project workshop, a $15 challenge, and this is open to all 4-H'ers. And this is going to be on Thursday, June 16, and Friday, June 17. These are in the afternoons. And for the $15 Challenge Clothing Project, for those who aren't familiar with that, you find an outfit for under $15 at a garage sale or a consignment shop. And we scheduled this to coincide with the local garage sale day here in our city. And so first day, we're going to come and learn a little bit about clothing selection and elements and principles of design and kind of doing some savvy budgeting for a wardrobe. And then the next day, we're actually going to go out shopping.
Sounds like fun. And, you know, for a lot of people, shopping in a group is more fun than all by themselves because they can say, well, how does this look? And, you know, get a little help from their friends.
Exactly. Plus, from the adults that are there.
Yes. And I'm guessing you're also going to talk a little bit about some construction things to look for. I mean, it's one thing to find something that's really cool, and then you see it's falling apart or has a big stain on it.
Oh, yes. We definitely will learn about how to look them over and check for good construction, and also how to wash them and just take care of them.
Okay. Now, what about the challenge of fit? I'm thinking you go to a garage sale. You think they're going to have a place to try those on, or what are you doing related to the fit?
You know what? I'm not sure that we've addressed that yet, but I'm sure we will get it figured out.
Yeah, because, you know, I think it's tempting sometimes to buy something just because it looks great, and then you get it home and you go, this doesn't look good on me, it doesn't fit right. And so I think that is a little challenge. I don't know, maybe you have to have a movable tent or something, Carolyn.
We might have to come up with one.
How about a big van?
We have that.
All right. You know, that could work. So that sounds like a fun thing to do and really a neat challenge. And that is, by the way, a relatively new class at the Iowa State Fair.
Yes, it is. And those who do this can compete at our local clothing event day, which is scheduled for July 5th. And then we do have senior members. If you're in high school, you can possibly advance to the Iowa State Fair.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, that's, I think, a lot of fun. It's a good learning experience. We all kind of need to think about those budgets, I think, now, and the price of everything seems to be going up. What a good deal. And sometimes, Carolyn, I know you know that you can find things that are hardly worn, maybe never worn.
Oh, yeah.
Around.
Sometimes you find them with the price tag still on them, and it just feels so good to get bargains like that.
Okay. So I'm guessing one other thing that's happening this summer that isn't related to day camps, but you have a lot of 4-H members who are thinking more about the Guthrie County Fair.
Oh, yes. They're busy working towards that.
An ongoing project, we hope, not just a last-minute one. And what are the dates of the Guthrie County Fair?
The Guthrie County Fair is September 1 through 5.
Okay. Think Labor Day. It's always around that.
Exactly.
Yes. And by the way, if you have not been to the Guthrie County Fair for a while, one of the things that I really enjoy, and you could go see this anytime, is the little garden outside your exhibit building. It's just lovely.
There are gardens all around the Guthrie County Fairgrounds. They are pretty amazing.
And so you could go see those anytime. You don't need to wait till September to go see them.
Right.
Yes, good ideas. Okay, remind us, Carolyn, if, and by the way, I guess I should ask, may people outside of Guthrie County?
Oh, certainly. We will accept anyone.
All right.
In our programs.
Okay. So remind us again how, if we're interested in a day camp, they can register for those.
Just call our office at 641-747-2276, or you can check our website, which is extension.iastate.edu/Guthrie.
And if you don't remember that, just put it in your search, Guthrie County Extension,
exactly.
And I'm sure it'll pop up there for you. We want to thank you very much, Carolyn Wilson, who is the County Youth Coordinator in Guthrie County, for visiting with us this morning.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. And until next time, here's a thought. Anything you can do needs to be done. So pick up the tool of your choice and get started.